We've got a number of things around the zoo, a number of experiences that visitors can participate in that generate money for conservation. So if you feed the giraffes, which is $3, then that money goes for conservation. We have a sloth bear feeding every day. We have a boat ride that visitors can ride and go see monkeys, and that costs $1. All that money goes for conservation. So there's a whole number of little ways in which we generate money for conservation, and the zoo farm last year generated about $35,000 for conservation.
So money from this and other programs at the zoo, they help animals out in the wild. That's the conservation program. Chimpanzees, snow leopards, sloth bears, tigers, rhinos. How many projects have you supported?
Well, over the last 5 years, we've given out 76 grants, and that's to about 40 different organizations. And we are about to surpass the $1 million mark in grants.
What project stands out? Is there a favorite that you have?
Oh, that's tough to say. There's a lot of them. I like the stuff with the International Rhino Foundation. It's helping to protect Javan rhinos. It's the most endangered rhino species in the world. There's 47 of them left in Ujung Kulang National Park in Indonesia. And so that grant went to help expand the national park. That was pretty important.
5 years ago, you started the conservation program at the zoo. You mentioned it raised $1 million. What prompted you to focus on conservation?
You know, the American public probably has no idea about how rare some species are. I mean, we always say, you know, we give this talk and we say, if we asked you to close your eyes and we said the word zoo, this list of animals pops into your head. And our guess is that those include lions and tigers, giraffes, elephants, hippo, rhino, polar bear, panda bear, and then the three big great apes, chimps, gorillas, and orangutans. Those animals, those 11 species, which are some of the most famous on Earth, have a combined population of 1,071,000. 500,000 of that is elephants. So if you took elephants out of that equation, 10 of the most famous species on Earth have a combined population of less than the number of people living in the Treasure Valley. So there's 25,000 polar bears left. There's 3,200 tigers. There's 1,200 pandas. The number of lions have dropped from 400,000 to 30,000 in the last 20 to 30 years. So we spend our day thinking about animals. We're deeply concerned about animals, and so it's not just the animals that live in a zoo. The last thing that we would want is for animals to only be found at the zoo, and so we look at the view. We sort of change the way we look at the zoo. It's always been here for recreation. We're still here for that. It's been here for education. We're still here for that. But there's got to be a higher purpose as to why we have animals at the zoo. And that higher purpose is they're here to help generate hundreds of thousands of dollars to help protect their wild counterparts on an annual basis. You know, that's the reason. Right across the sidewalk from my office, there's an Amur leopard. And the Amur leopard is a subspecies of leopard. It's found in the same region that the Amur tiger is found over in the Russian Far East. There's 35 of them left in the wild. You can't help but come to work every day and you see this spectacular leopard. She's absolutely beautiful and you think, there's 35 of them left in the wild. Got to do something. And so this is what we've done. We've sort of changed the mission of the zoo. We're still a zoo, but the reason why we're a zoo is different.